So the author of this book, Nosizwe, strongly disagreed with Nelson Mandela on this issue of strategy. He wrote, quote, "The old guard of the Congress, African National Congress movement, as well as strong factions of the leadership of the unity movement, did not conceive of the struggle as a permanent, uninterrupted revolution," which I'm saying is as pushing beyond formal extension of democratic rights. "A good illustration," and this is Nosizwe, "a good illustration of the validity of this interpretation comes from the record of the treason trial. Having due regard to the nature of political trials and the constraints under which witnesses for the defense have to speak, it's nonetheless true that what Nelson Mandela said on the occasion quoted here reflects generally the views at the time of many of the old guard, but ironically, not necessarily those of Mandela himself, despite his explicit statement to that effect." Interjection here, that would be worth probing. When we got the time, which we have other things take priority, but still, that's interesting. Continuing, "In answer to a question from the prosecution about whether he thought that the demands of the Freedom Charter could be achieved by means of a process of gradual reforms, Mandela replied as follows," quote, this is Nelson Mandela, "well, this is how I approach the question. I must explain at the outset that the Congress, as far as I know, has never sat down to discuss the question. We demand universal adult franchise, and we're prepared to exert economic pressure to attain our demands. And we will launch defiance campaigns, stay-at-homes, either singly or together," referring to the various components of the Congress alliance, "while the government should say, gentlemen, we cannot have this state of affairs, laws being defied, and this whole situation created by staying at homes. Let's talk. In my own view, I would say, yes, let us talk. And the government would say, we think that the Europeans at present are not ready for a type of government where there might be domination by non-Europeans. We think we should give you 60 seats, the African population to elect 60 Africans to represent them in Parliament. We will leave the matter over for 5 years, and we will review it at the end of 5 years. In my view, that would be a victory, my lords," and this is Nelson Mandela's words. "We would have taken a significant step towards the attainment of universal adult suffrage for Africans, and we would then, for the 5 years, say we will suspend civil disobedience, we won't have any stay-at-homes, and we will then devote the intervening period for the purpose of educating the country, the Europeans, to see that these changes can be brought about and that it would bring about better racial understanding, better racial harmony in the country. Then, at the end of the 5-year period, we will have discussions, and the government says, we will give you again 40 seats more. I might say that this is quite sufficient. Let's accept it. And still demand that the franchise should be extended. But for the agreed period, we should suspend civil disobedience, no stay-at-homes. In that way, we would eventually be able to get everything that we want. We shall have our people's democracy, my lords. That is the view that I hold. Whether this is Congress's view, I don't know, but that is my view." Unquote from Nelson Mandela, quoted in Nosizwe's One Azania, One Nation. He's continuing to speak here, reacting to that testimony of Nelson Mandela. "The adoption of armed struggles, the influence of Communist Party members in the Congress movement, the developments in Southern Africa, and the rapid growth of working class consciousness because of the Bantustan policy have, in the interim, shifted the whole organization to the left, in spite of numerous split-offs by anti-communist elements. There is now a tendency to see the revolutionary struggle as a continuous process towards the establishment of a socialist order. However, it is clear that in the testimony cited above, Mandela was voicing the typical liberal bourgeois point of view, which was held by most of the official leadership of the Congress movement at the time, and which is still held by many leaders, quote unquote, who now operate in the opposition, quote unquote, parties in Bantustan legislative assemblies, and even in the black consciousness movement, Unquote from Nosizwe, One Azania, One Nation, The National Question in South Africa. Typical bourgeois collaborationism or strategic subtlety? I think Nosizwe may be missing what I consider most significant about this passage. Notice that Madiba repeatedly used the term stay at home, counterposing it with universal adult suffrage, which brought to mind the African saying, when the Europeans came, we had the land and they had the Bible. When they left, they had the land and we had the Bible. Well, this example provides us with a version of this. When Madiba went before the court, they claimed to have his life. He claimed to have the stay-at-homes. So, bourgeois collaborationism or strategic subtlety?